1 Kings chapter 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, next to the palace of Ahab king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, Give me your vineyard, so that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it's near my house, and I will give you for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seems good to you, I will give you the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, Yahweh forbid it to me, that I would give you the inheritance of my fathers. And Ahab came to his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid himself down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said, Why is your spirit so sad that you do not eat bread? He said to her, Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, Give me your vineyard for money, or else if it please you, I'll give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said to him, Do you not now govern the kingdom of Israel? Rise up and eat bread, and let your heart be merry. I'll give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. And so she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, You did speak out blasphemously against Yahweh and the king, and carry him out and stone him, so that he may die. And the men of this city, even the elders and the nobles who were in the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent to them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent to them. They proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did speak revulsions and revilings against Yahweh and the king. And they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones so that he died. And they sent word to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. It came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Rise up and take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, because Naboth is not alive, but he's dead. It came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of Yahweh came to Elia the Tishbite, saying, Rise up and go down to meet Ahab king of Israel, which is in Samaria. He is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to possess it. And you will speak to him, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Have you killed and also take possession? And you will speak to him, saying, Thus says Yahweh, In the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick your blood, even yours. And Ahab said to Elia, Have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to work evil in the sight of Yahweh. Behold, I will bring evil upon you, and will take away your posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahiah, for the provocation wherewith you have provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spoke Yahweh, saying, The dogs will eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dies of Ahab in the city, the dogs will eat, and him that dies in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like to Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things as did the Amorites, whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he tore his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of Yahweh came to Elia the Tishbite, saying, Do you see how Ahab humbles himself before me? Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days. but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. End of chapter 21.